You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one came in through email, but here's the thing. It is signed Chris, and I'm going to go in and edit out all of the adverbs and such and replace them with them, they. Let me quickly tell you why I'm doing this. Sometimes I wonder if people respond to these types of issues with our listeners through a gender bias.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like if you're a man and you hear a man write in, you might even subconsciously even, I'm not saying you're consciously doing, you might subconsciously tend to side one way. So since their name is Chris, I'm going to let you wonder whether this is a he or a she.
Okay.
And whether they're dating a he or a she.
All right.
Right? I just had someone I was dating dump me because I was going out with other people. Now, on the surface, Jeremy, you're like, well, no wonder they dumped you.
Yeah, you're...
But wait, there's more.
You're playing the field.
Chris says, in my defense, we'd only been seeing each other for 2 months, and we never once said anything about being exclusive. We did not have that talk. And I told them that when they freaked out when they discovered I was seeing other people. They said I was cheating on them.
Oh.
Would you agree with me that it's not cheating if you never agreed to be exclusive? I'd like a ruling on this, please. And that is from Chris.
All right, Chris. Doesn't this boil down to the 2 months that they've only been together?
What do you mean?
2 months. I mean, are you really locked into anybody within 2 months? I guess you could be if you're head over heels and in love all of a sudden.
Well, it's one of those things where people
probably,
people might infer that we are exclusive the way we are dating, or like where we have taken the relationship, if you know what I mean.
Yes, Chris's lover sounds a little clingy to me, like pretty darn quick. That's clingy. But I need more information. Like, have they had, you know. And have they said, I love you to each other at all?
I doubt there's been an L word, but I bet after 2 months that they have become intimate.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I don't know, if you're intimate, can you hop around like that and be intimate with other people?
Well, what if they're just popping around and going out with other people, but not sleeping with other people?
I learned about that kind of stuff in my sixth grade growing and changing class.
I'm trying to post this on Facebook. Here's how I'm wording it. Tell me if this is right. A question from a listener. Is it cheating if you date other people, but you never had the talk about being exclusive?
Right. But sometimes you don't need the talk, right? You just kind of know. There's a feeling like this is it. You both are compatible. Do you even need to have that talk? I don't know. Chris's partner seems a little, I think, clingy, and maybe there's some self-esteem issues there.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far.
I am. I just did.
I will tell you this.
Dove right in.
I have history with this.
Do you?
You remember when I started dating somebody, and we went out for 2 or 3 weeks, and we were talking on the phone, and I said something. And in those 2 or 3 weeks, I bet we saw each other twice, maybe three times.
Oh, I know.
And I said something about going to lunch with somebody.
Yeah.
It might have been like a happy hour thing. I was going to meet up with a friend of mine who was a woman at happy hour. And she goes, and I go, well, we just started going out and this is just a friend. I'm not sleeping with them. I'm just going to go have cocktails.
Yeah, but there was an attraction though, right? And
Between who and who?
The woman who didn't want you to go to happy hour.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Did you kiss?
And I was not going to pursue anything with anyone else. I was happy, but.
But she was uncomfortable.
But she was. She said, I can't go out with you anymore. And I said, well, wait. Whoa. Slow down. You know, we have been going out for 2 or 3 weeks and obviously had no talks about anything. And all I was doing was meeting a friend who happened to be a woman. And she broke it off with me.
See, that's a little, that's intense. That's too.
That's what I thought, and I always
probably
wondered
for
if
the
I
best.
Was the wrong one.
Probably for the best that that happened. Did you invite her along to happy hour though? Did you be like, why don't you come along? I didn't hear that
no.
in there. I didn't hear that. So,
it's my bad.
So
right?
Maybe there was some other attraction to the woman you were going out to happy hour with. And she could see it. You just hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, bull.
She was reading you
That's
like a book.
Bull.
Well, you didn't say in your little comment here that you were like, well, why don't you just come with me? Did you? You said, you stay at home.
I will tell you this. For one thing, there was no opportunity. It was, you're
it was
doing
like
what? Then that's
dry.
It. We're done.
Dunzo.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
That's
why I said,
good.
Whoa, well, slow down. Hold on. I didn't even get a chance to defend myself. So now this is the question from Chris. 2 months seeing each other. They've never had to talk about being exclusive. So this Chris person,
is Chris
male
in the
or
wrong?
Female, has gone out and gone on
a couple dates.
Outings, let's say, with other people. Carrie says, no, it's not cheating. I've had plenty of guys take this approach with me that after one date, they think I'm their property. Sorry, dude, until we agree that we're exclusive, I don't belong to anyone.
Okay.
That's from Carrie.
All right, Carrie.
Camille says, this is tough. 2 months isn't a long time, but it's not a short time either. I guess I have to say that Chris should have just asked if it was cool to see other people instead of just going out with them. At least give the person a heads up.
I feel like that wouldn't have gone over well. You know, because this isn't even going over well. That's not going to go over well. You're doing what?
You know, I wonder if that does, and I'm just thinking here, does that come across as manipulative? Even if it's not meant to be, could it be perceived by the other person as manipulative, as in, if you don't agree that we are exclusive, I'm going to start going out with other people.
Of course.
Does that make sense?
You could twist it any way you wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah. You know, how is the other person going to take that talk?
Yeah. Yeah. Daryl wrote in and says, who in their right mind wants to juggle dating multiple people at the same time? That's a good point, too. That can get really difficult. You know, if Chris likes person A here and all of a sudden really likes person B and even person C, then what do? You know, who do you pick? So that can be a mess.
What are you talking about? If you like person A, B, and C, dude, could you buy a bottle of champagne?
I say you get them all together. Kylie wrote in, Kai, Dom, and you're going to love this one because I know where you stand on this. What? Kylie says, until there's a promise ring on your partner's finger, you are free to do whatever you want. You are not tied down to anyone or anything until that point, essentially. So not until there's a promise
so
ring.
If you like it, you better put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Is it one of those?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. God, there's a lot more, Dom. This is getting really like deep. And Shane did write in and kind of agreed with me. Shane says, I've had something similar. It's not cheating, plain and simple. The other person has self-esteem issues. That's kind of where I was coming from, that they're just, you know, they're not very a confident person. Which I'm not belittling.
I would be
that way too, you know. If you really like someone but they're not fully involved with you and they are kind of still dabbling, you would be like, what's wrong with me? You know,
Mercedes says, I'd find it a massive red flag that the person looks for loopholes and paths to cheat without taking responsibility. I guess it does seem that way too. However, let me say this as the devil's advocate to what Mercedes is saying. That what if this person has been burned many times, like they put all of their effort into somebody who then just walks off, you know, after a couple of months, and you in the meantime have closed all the doors to all these potential relationships until you agree with someone that you're exclusive, why would you not keep test driving other cars?
You got to keep looking, yeah, because
you might
be missing out.
I mean, I don't mean to sound cold or like a player, but I have been burned before where I dedicated myself to someone and I shut the door to everybody else. And then turns out they weren't that into it from the beginning. They just liked having me for a while.
Like
Does that make sense?
Yeah, they just wanted free concert tickets.
They wanted free concert tickets. Tara says, I think you should just know after 2 months together. I would take it as, well, you are seeing other people, so am I. Don't get mad when I do the same thing. See, and then you're getting into that. Tara's right. Then you're getting into that little kind of pissy back and forth thing.
Right. A lot of messages coming in about the definition of dating has changed in the world of dating right now because of dating apps. Dating now means you are going on dates with different people. That is dating. And 2 months is usually the timeline where two people who are dating start discussing being exclusive, because I would usually weed out guys by the second or third date, which would take about a month to do. And that's from Bailey. So she essentially is saying that by that second month, that's when she would be having the exclusive talk. I guess. I don't know. Listen, I'm glad I'm not out there.